A new report reveals gaps in state preparedness and protections for residents during oil refinery closures. That's according to a joint report by the Asian Pacific Environmental Network and the group Communities for a Better Environment. The organizations held a news conference Tuesday on the Phillips 66 Los Angeles refinery closure, calling it chaotic. Environmental attorney Ann Alexander, an author of the report, attributes this to refineries not having many end-of-life planning requirements, unlike other types of energy infrastructure.
Refiners should have to have a decommissioning and remediation plan in place even before they contemplate closure. Nuclear plants have to do that. Wind and solar farms have to do that. Refineries should as well. They should have to provide the refineries some sort of financial assurance for decommissioning and remediation costs, again, just like everybody else in the energy sector, or at least a lot of other types of energy infrastructure. And then lastly, refineries announcing closure should have to specify what they're doing with their storage tanks. This is going to be a big issue moving forward, and there needs to be more disclosure around that.
Advocates emphasized that plans are especially important due to how contaminated refinery sites are. In general, refinery sites create what Alexander called, quote, extraordinary levels of contamination, end quote. This contamination includes carcinogens and toxic forever chemicals. At the same time, she says that refineries are overwhelmingly located in minority communities. Saying so is the Los Angeles Organizing Director for the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. He describes the death of a family member as the result of this contamination.
My daughter's great-grandmother had survived the genocide in Cambodia, came to the U.S. as a refugee, and raised three generations of kids, only to have died from exposure to industrial pollution here in the South Bay. We watched her waste away at home on hospice care, wondering what we could have done to prevent it all. This is just one story, but there are many more like mine's.
The report lays out the groundwork for a better way of handling the closure of oil refineries, including the need to protect the economy and the workers who continue to work during the closures, as well as workers that will lose their jobs as a result. Alexander emphasizes the need for transparency in the process, saying that there is an information deficit.
Right now, we're doing it the chaotic way. The chaos involves dangerously low staffing at refineries that's risking accidents. It involves developers threatening to run roughshod over community interests. It involves enormously contaminated sites with very little information about what's there, what's going to be done about them, or even if the money is going to be available to clean them up. And it involves very significant community and worker needs for a transition safety net.
These closures are being driven by the falling demand for petroleum-based fuel as California moves towards cleaner energy. While advocates are glad these refineries are being phased out, they demand proper planning to protect communities. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.